If you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say I want to.
Fine, Chip. Hey, Chip.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Line.
Okay. What about when you're riding a horse?
You hold a bridle.
Okay. And what do you have your feet in?
Well, if you got a saddle on, you have them in a stirrup.
Okay. And when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrows?
Well, you have them to have a name for them. Well, no, the one that works on the land's a lead horse. And the one that works in the fur, I just call it the one that works in the fur.
Okay. And say if something isn't real close at hand, you say it's just a little
far off.
Okay. And say if you had been traveling somewhere and you hadn't finished your journey, you might say that you still had a what to go.
Ways to go.
Okay. And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell over this way, you'd say he fell over
backwards.
And this way would be
forward.
Okay. Say wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay. And then the bundles are piled up into a
shock.
Okay. You know when you cut the hay off a piece of land and it comes up again, that same season, high enough for you to cut it again.
Well, you get two crops.
Uh-huh.
Off of the same land.
What do you call the second cutting?
Well, it's volunteer cutting.
What does volunteer mean exactly? How do you?
Well, that's why you cut it over once, and then it puts out again from the roots and comes up and gets big enough to cut again.
Uh-huh.
And you call that a volunteer crop there.
Uh-huh. Do you use that word volunteer about practically any crop? Like, suppose you had some. Well, do you use that word about other things?
Well, not necessarily, you don't. You see, corn, when you raise the corn and you say you cut it or get it, well, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It don't put out no more. Same way with wheat. When it gets ripe and you cut it, it don't put out no more.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they've got this hay, different kinds of hay. When you cut it, well, then it'll put out again and make hay seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get another, maybe two cuttings off of the same sowing.
Mm-hmm.